This podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion is advised. Winter is here. Welcome, lords and ladies, to Thronezone Episode 2. This is the spin-off show from the Max Wrestling Podcast. I'm Dazzy alongside the Phoenix and the Butcher. Gentlemen, how are we?
Can't complain.
I can't complain either, but I'm going to try and do so.
I'm glad to hear it. I am glad. So, last week in our first episode, we did a catch-up before the premiere of Season 7, which aired on Sunday. Big thank you to everybody that checked out. You've done nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Episode 1. Wasted absolutely no time spilling blood.
Just did that in style.
Oh, yes. What an opening scene. I mean, a lot of people... So it came on, and I've heard a lot of people sort of thought, oh, I thought it was a flashback. Nah. I twigged it straight away. Yeah. Well, he's dead, so... And he was sort of looking around like shifty, so he's like, that's not him. It's obviously Arya.
No, I thought it took me a little bit before, and then I thought, hang on. He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. And then it was. There he was. Fucking superb. It's brilliant. She's so fucking evil now, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. So, opening episode of the season, the body count so far, everyone's on zero, and Arya's on, like, fucking 50.
That's what I'm saying. Last week, we spoke about how many deaths throughout the whole of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Arya just added fucking 50 to it. in like two seconds. I bet you Vince McMahon was sat there watching or something like that. I bet he thought, Kevin, I like her. I want her. Get me her now. She'll beat the shit out of the whole women's division in 20 seconds. It was
impressive.
I mean, it was a standout moment, wasn't it? It was kind of like it was a vengeance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You've waited so long for that moment. She's gone away. Got her thoughts together. Been shafted by the fucking that geezer. Been tormented by that girl. Got left half for dead. And in her first scene back, she fucking crucifies about 50 people.
You always know when the theme song doesn't kick in straight away, something epic's about to happen.
I think it's kind of cemented me thoughts as well, that, you know, with that theory that's been going around that it's not her. No. It's definitely her, isn't it?
Well, I thought more about it, and if it was actually the waif wearing Arya's face, why would she be going through Arya's kill list? It's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely her, man. They'd be rioting.
You are. You know. Arya.
What exactly? There'd be rioting, man. There's only certain characters you can get away with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't get away with killing certain characters now. You couldn't kill Tyrion Lannister.
No.
Because the world would implode in a giant sinkhole of hate. You can't kill Daenerys. Because that's wank material. That's wank material gone. Do you know what I mean? you fuck with her dragons, and people ain't gonna be happy.
I've got to wonder now.
Jon Snow, I think you could get away with killing. I gotta be honest. If Jon Snow died, like, you know, like in the Battle of the Bastards, if he'd have died in that Battle of the Bastards, but at the same time killing Ramsay, people wouldn't have really cared, because Daenerys has cemented herself as the be all and end all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the logo to the way she looks, and what she stands, she's a god. You know, but you can't piss about with Arya.
Well, she killed 50 people and then ran into Ed Sheeran and Thomas Turgoose.
Ed Sheeran. Oh, my Lord.
He's had some shit, right, hasn't he?
I couldn't get over that.
I heard there was a bit of uproar about him being in it.
He's cancelled his
special. Yeah, but I don't get that, you know. I don't understand why people have got to jump on the fucking the hate bandwagon.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like it, but I'm not going to fucking bitch and complain about it.
He's a fan, at the end of the day, isn't he?
The same about people having all this uproar about having a female doctor, and you know, I don't get that.
Yeah. But it's, you know what, right? I'm gonna go slightly off the subject here. It's like me fucking watching King Fucking Arthur the other day, right? I'd stayed away from it because I'd heard it's dog shit, right? I tune in to watch it, in the first 20 seconds, I'm like, that's fucking Eddie Hall, the world's strongest man. Then fast forward a little bit. What do you want me to do? Put your hands on them. They're fucking David Beckham. Come on. Why are you all having a go at Ed Sheeran? David Beckham is the shittiest actor with the worst speech impediment going.
Yeah.
Well, after Dara.
Are you stupid? Yeah. I said over there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So I don't understand why people are jumping on the, you know, the Ed Sheeran hate bandwagon, man. Jesus Christ. Is the guy's life committed only to music? And because he's a fan of the show, he's not allowed a part of cameo in it. Fuck off. Grow up, man. Honestly. Yeah. Fucking raided the guy's Twitter, man, to the point where he has to fucking shut it down. Get over yourselves.
I mean, he didn't really add anything to the scene, and it could have happened without him, but he didn't exactly ruin it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It is what it is.
I mean, were they
offended by his ginger hair?
Not like he ruined the show or anything, you know?
People forget we had Gary Lightbody a couple of seasons ago from Snow Patrol.
Exactly. You know, freaking hell, Jesus Christ. It's a well-known show now. And to be honest with you, I bet there's a shit ton of cameos we've missed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You could probably call Ian McShane a cameo. He only had like a little part in one episode.
Poor old Ed Sheeran turned up for the freaking, you know what I mean? For the old auditions and that. Do you think they're going to spot me? Oh, no. Oh, no, oh, no, Ed. They'll miss you, son.
We'll give you a close-up.
That fucking ginger hair. That's fucking Ed Sheeran. It's your hair, Ed. Your hair, give it away. Told you she would have put a fucking helmet on him.
But I heard nothing about Thomas Turgoose being in. I didn't know he was going to be in Game of Thrones. Little lad from This Is England.
Fucking hell, he's ugly, isn't he? He's the only person I know that could get a part in a fucking Lord of the Rings or the Hobbit film and not need any makeup. He's fucking... Do you know what, right? I'm going to go as far now, and I'm horrible, people. You know I'm horrible. But if they rebooted the Goonies and brought Sloth back into it, he wouldn't need no makeup. That kid is butt ugly.
Maybe that's why he was so angry in This Is England.
And if you're listening, son, which I think you're probably not, you're going to die a virgin, because there's no woman in the world will sit on your face.
I was going to say, hasn't he got a kid?
What?
I'm sure he's got a kid.
I hope not. Jesus Christ. All these people, these fuckers are horrible. Their first episode was tame. Now they're showing their true colours, you're fucking right. You seen the look of this and that, okay?
First episode was tame, and we had Evan on.
This is the truth.
Oh, wasn't he? Okay, maybe I was misinformed.
God, thank God. Do you know what? The only time I've ever gone religious. Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Well, we now got the prospect of Arya killing Thomas Turgoose and Ed Sheeran, because they're both Lannister soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Although she did start to show a bit of humanity when she was talking to him. Like, one's talking about just having a kid, the other one's talking about growing up and this and that, and she's like, oh, maybe I won't kill him then.
Yeah, no. I think people, to be honest, you're probably thinking either wishing she's going to.
Yeah.
Or just hoping to God that they don't have to see fucking either pair of them in the next episode or in future episode further down the line. Because we all know how freaking Game of Thrones works. You probably won't even see anything of Arya in the next episode.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's you know, just
a whole season
different angles.
Bran. He won in season 5 at all, Bran. He had a whole season off. Bran pretty much became the Brock Lesnar of Game of Thrones. You don't see him for ages.
Yeah.
Now he's back. I see.
Well, we've seen the Hound in it as well this week.
We saw the Hound, and he's a bit more human as well. He felt sorry for that.
You see that bit when he's having a conversation with that guy, and he's like, when he's talking about not liking him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we're wanted here. Because they're all fucking dead. I hope he's in for a bigger part in this season. Do you know what I mean? Whether he's going to meet his demise, I don't know.
Well, as we said, we're open for Clegane Bowl, aren't we? Mountain versus Hound.
Oh, yeah, it'd be freaking nice to see that, wouldn't it? Well, you know, even if the Mountain ends the Hound in some fashion, and then out of nowhere, Bram comes running in. Fuck off, you twat! You know what I mean? The Hounds took the Mountain's arm off. You know, with a bit of luck, it's not as gruesome. His death's not as gruesome as fucking old. What's his name? Martell.
Oh, Oberyn.
Yeah, I don't think I could take that any more than that.
That was an eye opener. That scene that was.
It was an eye opener. You're right. I don't. I think the only person that could cause more damage than that is Braun.
I imagine Braun as a Mountain instead of...
I said this the other day, you know. I said this to the message. I said, Jesus Christ. I think if he'd have been on the scene, you know what I mean, earlier, I don't think you could have... I really think he could maybe do a part in Game of Thrones in some capacity.
He's got the luck, isn't he? Well,
he's fucking awesome.
Yeah. You take away his beard and a bit of ice and he's just Sam.
A big Sam. Yeah. It's one of them. I mean, I think the thing with the first episode is you wanted to see so much, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's because you spend calm that before the storm, though, isn't it?
I know. But do you not think that it takes? I know that for 7 episodes. I think it's 7 episodes this season, isn't it?
Yeah.
So for 7 episodes, do you think the length of time it takes them is needed?
Well, to be fair, we're getting a couple of feature length. I think the two last episodes are feature length.
I've heard that they taped the 7 episodes of this season, but they've also taped the first 4 of the last as well because of the weather.
Well, makes sense.
I don't know whether that's true or not. It's something I've read, but
it
was all related to the winter, wasn't it? Anyway, in Northern Ireland, that's what they wanted to capture, wasn't it?
Would the script for the next season be written yet, though?
Yeah, because as I said, they've probably split a whole season into two, and that's why it's short.
Yeah.
So moving a bit further north, Sansa pissed me off this week.
What's going on with it, man?
You know, they're in this council meeting thing. Council meeting. We got to get some more roadworks up.
So job.
But she's a bitch with him at first, like contradicting him. Then the next minute, she's all nicey-nicey with him.
I think, do you know what? I think Evan could be right with what Evan said last week. Was it Evan that said it, or was it you that said it does?
I said she's going to be the new bitch this season.
She can't be trusted.
I think she's hanging around with
that little finger. It is.
Little finger.
She's been hanging around with Cersei.
He's a bastard. He is.
Yeah, she has been hanging around. Well, she said, didn't she? She learned a lot from Cersei, even hairstyles apparently.
Yeah.
But I thought she was a bit harsh. Take the castles away.
There's a part of me that thinks if I sat there after last week's episode, I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking when we were going on about if they did a new series or if they did a spin-off or they continued it for the new books.
Yeah.
I think the next book is out. I don't think they said it's either the end of next year or the beginning of the year after, which by any standards is probably it would be all right, wouldn't it? Because you know it wouldn't make a blind bit of difference.
It'd be just in line with the last season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I think, do you know what? You could probably get something from her, freaking retaining her position and becoming the bitch. But then you risk the kind of like the same shit, but not the same shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Her going up against Daenerys. Don't even bother, love. Don't even bother. You know what I mean? It's not
I've got
happening.
Three dragons. What have you got? I know people.
Yeah. I know people. People know me. You know, it's I don't know. I think it's one of them. I'm kind of, until I get to like probably episode 4 of this season, I'm still fucking lost.
Mm.
The only thing I know and the only thing I can get my head around is Daenerys' old plan. That's it. Do you know what I mean? I know there's going to be a fuck-off war between the living and the dead.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all these little people dotted around the rest of the map. You know what I mean? You've got Bram. Where the fuck? What is Bram doing? Is Bram still boning in freaking...
He just got to Castle Black.
Right, okay.
That's all we saw
and
of him in
the you've
season.
Got... Christ, I always forget his name. Ramsay's bitch.
Oh, yeah, Theon.
Theon.
He's with Daenerys in the fleet.
He's with Daenerys in the fleet, yeah, with his sister. And then you've got the Hound is making his way somewhere.
Yeah, they seem to be going south.
Do you think he's going to bump into Arya?
They are kind of in that middle somewhere.
Aren't they? Do you know, I'm thinking that myself. They're going to cross over.
Or are they going
in
on?
Some capacity. Because you remember, he hasn't bumped into her yet since she left him for dead, has he?
No.
So there has got to be something in it. And then he's also really got to come head to head with Brienne.
Just imagine the look on her face, because I think Arya probably thinks that the Hound is dead. She probably doesn't know that he's still alive.
Well, yeah.
Because she left him and probably thought, oh, he's died from his injuries.
Yeah, no, it's all gonna. It's all gonna go Pete Tong. It's freaking. There's just that many characters now.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Intertwining. It's kind of like you got to think.
The funny thing with Bran, I didn't realise on the first time I watched this episode, I didn't realise two scenes actually connected. I didn't notice it until the second time. You know, that quick scene at the start where the White Walkers come in towards the screen, and then you see a giant.
Yeah.
Well, that can't be 1-1, because he died in Castle Black. So how would the White Walkers have got to him? But then the scene immediately goes to Bran, and you notice he's warging. So it could have been one of his visions.
Didn't one of the giants like die as he was going into Winterfell, and then he was like arrowed to death?
That's 1-1. He died in not Castle Black. In Winterfell, I meant.
Yeah.
So the White Walkers wouldn't have got to him, would they?
No. There's fucking loads of avenues. Yeah, I was thinking this the other day with the White Walkers. You've not even touched the sides with them, have you?
No, we still don't know what they want.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, my theory is was one dragon gonna die and the White Walkers resurrect it and use it, or have they already got their own dragon?
Well, we meant to say this last week and I completely forgot about it. There's a theory of the Ice Dragon, which I don't want because I know which one it's gonna be straight away. Fucking Drogon.
Drogon.
Better not be.
Exactly. Yeah, don't be messing with Drogon.
Fuck about that shit, man.
Especially because he's the lead dragon.
I've had that theory a fucking long time. They were gonna do that, to be honest with you. Yeah, I can't wait for it, to be honest with you. I don't really want to kill them to kill Drogon.
But you know what, Game of Thrones, like, they're gonna do it to us, isn't they?
Well, they're gonna do it. They're gonna rip your heart out. They're gonna piss themselves laughing. They're gonna watch civil war happen in the streets.
They were kind to us last season, so they're gonna be killed Drogon and fucking fans this season.
And then I'll be icy Drogon. Who would you rather them take though?
Mm. Yeah, well, who would you rather them take, Rhaegal or Viserion? Is it?
Neither. Leave the dragons alone.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
Or fucking resurrect the toad or something, or a frog, or, do you know what I mean? You know, we're going to mess about the dragons for? Dragons are a dying breed. Don't mess around with fucking Daenerys' babies. I tell you. It's going to be mental. I'm so excited. We're only on the first episode.
You're excited and worried at the same time.
I am, to be honest, because... You know when you get to that certain, what's the penultimate season?
Yeah.
You know, either it's going to be a happy ending or there's going to fucking be a shit load of tears. And I'm a man and I know. I cry. I do cry. You know?
Especially if you mess with the dragons.
I watched Sing the other night with me lad and I cried. I don't know why. I don't know why. And it wasn't nothing to do with rum up here. I just cried. You know? it's raw emotion in men. They attach themselves to something. You know, you have an argument with your missus. You don't cry about it. You go upstairs. You go on the computer. You have a whinge to yourself. Your dragon dies in Game of Thrones. That's it. Your notice is written. You're leaving your job. You've written your final words of your life. And you spend the rest of the day staring at the corner of the room, shaking your head. It's gone. He's gone.
I've made it through Mali and me, but they killed Drogon.
Killed Drogon.
Not having it.
Nope.
Right, while we rearrange our emotions, we're going to go to our break. And when we come back, we've still got more to talk about, including Cersei and Jaime, Euron, and of course, Daenerys finally arriving on land in Dragonstone. See you right after this.
Ha-ha! What's up, everybody? This is Mike Larkin, the host of the Pop Culture History Podcast. Tune in as I take you through the history of pop music. Check it out on SoundCloud, MCLarkin92, and we are now on the Swerve Talk Network. Get ready to have fun and shake your tail feather. I'm out, everybody. Peace!
Back to Throne Zone now. We've pretty much covered the middle and the north. Now we're getting down to the south. Before we go, you mentioned Daenerys earlier and material.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a glimpse of Jorah this week. Mm-hmm. He's locked in a cell. Do you think now that his grayscale's gone so bad, he can still tug one off? Because he has admitted he's in love with her. He's sitting in that cell in the dark, unable to do anything. That's hell.
Think Sam recognised him?
I don't think Sam's ever met him, has he?
No, I don't think he ever crossed over, have they? No, I think they have crossed over.
No.
Sam's probably thinking afterwards, why is he asking me about Daenerys?
Because he's never been to the wall, has he?
No.
So no, I don't think they've ever crossed over.
While Sam was at the wall, he was getting banished by Daenerys and then kept going back as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's a weird guy, that's Sam, isn't he? Time.
Sure, poor Sam, he's always elbow deep in shit.
Do you know what I mean? What type of man is he?
I watched the first episode 3 times and I could only watch that montage of shit once. I had to skip it the other two times. Jesus Christ. I'm eating a Nutri-Grain here, you dirty bastard.
I think I was eating pizza at the time when I was watching it.
I wasn't really. I'd just eaten. I nearly saw it again.
I mean, I know this. I know we're going to do a crossover after the show. We're going on to Max Wrestling, but I'm just going to say something. I couldn't stomach the shit because I just watched fucking Monday Night Raw. True. And I definitely wasn't watching it again this morning because I watched SmackDown. So, you know.
In many ways, it was like Sam going to work for the Land of the Green M. He thought he was getting a great job and he just gets treated like shit.
I mean, what happens now with him? Do you know what I mean? Is it a case of he's a walking plague, isn't he? Is that his time gone, or is there a cure for it?
I mean, I can understand why he's in the Citadel because they've got this massive library, so he's probably hoping there's some cure in there for his grayscale, which is probably going to turn out to be Dragonstone because it sounds like it cures everything.
Yeah.
And it would make sense because Stannis was on Dragonstone and something he used helped cure Shireen's grayscale.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that they said that when they found out that he had the grayscale, that there was no known cure for it.
Yeah, but so, there was, because Shireen survived until they fucking burned her.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So there is a cure, it's just not well known. And how convenient Sam just finds a cure that happens to be a massive mountain that Daenerys has now arrived on.
Yeah. Does his own work, that lad, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. It was quite funny, though. He's looking through all these books trying to find something that can help him defeat the White Walkers. Turns to one page. Ooh, Dragonglass.
Dragonglass.
How convenient, Sam.
Dragonglass. But where does that dragon glass come from?
The whole fucking mountain on Dragonstone. Which makes sense when you think about it. Dragonstone, dragon glass. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah.
I don't want to talk about dragons.
Oh, yeah, we're off the subject of dragons.
I don't want to talk about them.
We've got to mention him one more time really quickly because
you're bringing it back.
Actually, I'm going to use him. I'm going to mention him now, and it's going to segue into something else. How the fuck?
You're
going to
try more than any of us. You had a bloody wedding cake with bloody dragons on.
I have. I've got him here now on the mantle.
You've got your own family of dragons on your mantelpiece. You know what I mean?
These are still babies though, as well.
You know, Facebook. There was a Facebook chapter. Each one came one at a time, and they all got put together. So when one dies, fucking hell.
Now, how the fuck does Cersei know so much about Daenerys? She knows she's on her way with a massive fleet. She knows Tyrion's the Hand of the Queen.
Who's the snake?
Well, Varys, isn't it? Would be the obvious choice because he's got all his little spies around. Because I very much doubt Daenerys is going to send her a letter. Oh, by the way, I'm bringing 100 fucking ships towards you with 3 dragons. Oh, and Tyrion's me hand. If it is Varys, if he didn't have a cock, I'd hope he'd get chopped off again. Treacherous bastard. But then again...
See, I've gone through things with him where I didn't trust him. And then I thought...
You never know what
he was just manipulated. Manipulated. And then I kind of think, I've seen his relationship with Tyrion.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, can he be trusted? Can't he? Can he? Is he stupid enough to cross Daenerys? Because he just fucking meet his demise. But then, if it isn't him, who is it? Do you know what I mean? That's the bit where I'm, who is it? Who is closer to it? Where's that guy gone? Another one that was trying to bone fucking Daenerys. What was his name?
Euron. He's gone to get her a present that we don't know what it is. And I'm thinking, well, there's nothing really she wants. There's nothing on the Iron Islands that she wants.
I don't think it could be India.
Who, Varys?
What about Euron? Don't know. I don't think it's Varys.
Well, I don't think Euron would have passed Daenerys because that's two massive fleets. One of them would have noticed the other. And they would have started shooting the shit out of each other.
I don't know, man. I'm lost with it. I'm lost, but made very, very interested. I like shit like this because I can't predict it. But your mind runs wild.
Did you
good storytelling.
Did you notice the line that triggered Jamie that year on news? Oh, I've got two good hands.
Yes.
Oh, you bastard. Mm.
Too far.
Too far, you're on.
Too far.
He suggested that Cersei try killing her brother.
Yeah, again, that brings us to the prophecy. That she's going to die at the hands of her younger brother.
Jamie's going to die at the hands of the Mountain.
And I was thinking about it this morning. Maybe she tries to kill Jamie and to prevent this from coming true, and he ends up strangling her instead.
Something's got to happen. She's the ultimate bitch, though. She's just so good at it.
Yeah, and I don't think she's got any emotional attachment to anyone anymore. She's lost her three kids. She doesn't seem to care.
No.
She doesn't seem to be very affectionate towards Jamie anymore. Rightfully so, because he's your brother.
As long as she doesn't mount the Mountain.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. That'd just ruin everything, wouldn't it? Necrophiliac. I'll put you right off your fish and chips.
I still want to know what the Mountain did to that nun in the last episode of season 6. Because Cersei just shut the door on him and that was it. We just heard her screaming. And she was like, you're not going to die today.
They let your imagination run wild, don't they?
I imagine she'll pop up again later in the season and we'll see what he's done.
Pop up.
Pop up. He likes making things pop, does old Mountain.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing really we got left to talk about is Daenerys arriving on Dragonstone, which was quite an epic entrance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't really fancy walking up and down those steps every day, though.
Hey, you fucking Peter Dinklage was fucked when he was like, fucking hell. Have a bit of respect, people. Jesus Christ.
Daenerys, and they got little your piggyback, legs. Will you? I didn't think about that. Poor Tyrion.
It was funny because I was sat there watching it. I was like, and I was looking at everyone's face. It was that monumental moment. They were like, wow, this is awesome. Peter Dinklage is looking at it going, fucking hell. Are you for real? Are you for real? I mean, you see how many of them steps there? Is that the fucking Great Wall of China, son?
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm only 3 foot tall.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Bloody hell.
Where's Hodor? Give me a lift.
he's not here anymore. What do you mean he's not here? Where's bloody Bram? Bram! You know, it's just, yeah, it's... I got so excited. Just, you know, that moment with just that final scene with the big freaking, the battle map.
Yeah.
Right, should we start? Yeah. I was like, oh, yes!
Fuck shit up.
Who gets it first?
How about your sister, Tyrion? Let's do her.
Who gets it first? We should do that. Prediction. Who dies next week? Who dies first?
Yeah. Who's going to be the first main character to die? And I can't think now, thinking about it.
It's hard.
Because they're all pretty much integral to the plot now. They're all key characters. You can't really bump any of them off. Well, you could bump Euron off, but I'm expecting a big battle first.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Mountain kills him, you know.
Who, Euron?
Yeah, or Jamie does.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Jamie kills him. Jamie already fucking hates him.
Yeah. Fuck, I can't even... I like sometimes to let you know. I mean, you let your creative mind run away and just create something. It's hard because it's not like you're in a city and everyone's plotting to fight each other. It's a fucking big map. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it is huge.
It's a big ocean.
Apparently,
see the amount of galleons, for fuck's sake.
Apparently, it's 1,000 miles between King's Landing and Castle Black, Winterfell. Both in the north. I keep getting confused.
I think if I could kill someone, or do you know what I mean? See someone's demise first. I would like Littlefinger. I would like John to slay him.
Yeah, because he's a creepy little shit.
Yeah, I can't bear him. I can't. You know what I mean? I don't speak like this normally, but he I like to think if a paedophile looked like somebody, it'd look like him. He's fucking beady. He's got beady eyes and shit. I don't like him.
He's the most untrustworthy person in the whole show, and that says a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Either John or Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah, Brienne. Did you see the way Brienne was looking at him?
Oh, yeah. She don't trust him.
I love Brienne.
So does Tormund, still.
I love Brienne. He's absolutely awesome.
He's got it bad for her, isn't he, Tormund?
Oh, yeah. So it has to happen, man. Her and Jamie, get it on. You know what I mean? Get the Barry White on. Get a Barry White. You know? Have a bit of that. My mind's telling me no. I mean, let's have some of that. Let my body's telling me yes. I mean, let's have it.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the teaser for episode 2, but speaking of Littlefinger, it looks like someone does get in his face. He's pissed someone off next week.
I would say Brienne, you know. I would say Brienne.
Maybe Brienne's just like warning him off type of thing from Sansa.
Yeah, because she is quite very defensive of Sansa, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, it was her mum's wish, wasn't it? A dying mum's wish.
Yeah.
That she finds Sansa and protect her. So yeah, she's like a guardian now, isn't she?
Arya don't need a bodyguard.
Harry is fucking double ass. Harry is gonna wear everyone's face.
Imagine if she wears Thomas Turgoose's face to get into King's Landing. Or Ed Sheeran. Harry's gonna pose as Ed Sheeran to kill the Queen.
Ed Sheeran's gonna be double hard. She definitely ain't gonna pose as that ugly little bastard, though. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ, you'd have to be insane to steal her face.
Ah, well, we shall see.
Yeah, could she?
Well, she's using everyone's bloody faces everywhere she goes now,
isn't
she?
That's what I'm saying. Who is next? Do you know what I mean? I'm slowly starting to believe what Evan said. I do think she will die. But I think her death will be on... It will be on her terms. She will be satisfied that she's done something. Do you know what I mean?
I hope not.
Do you know what I mean? But the thing is, she's not really aiming for anyone in particular, is she? She just wants them Lannister soldiers that fucking like tortured her.
Well, yeah, and she wants to kill Cersei, and who else is left on her list? Has she still got it in for Jaime?
The Hound was on her list, but...
Yeah, but she let him live. Well, she didn't let him live, she just left him.
And they're all dead, you know.
I don't think there's many more people she wants to kill apart from Cersei.
Cersei?
I mean, she said to the soldiers, obviously, thinking they thought she was bullshitting that she wants to kill the Queen.
Yeah.
Could she be the one that kills Cersei?
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
But who could she pose as?
Jamie.
Could she be Jamie?
Jamie.
Then technically it is her little brother killing her.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, HBO, we just ruined your entire plot for 6 episodes.
Bastards! Get them cancelled, this thing! Get them cancelled!
We're going to get reported, aren't we?
Reported.
Oh,
yeah. Fucking hell, they spoiled the finale. This episode 2 hasn't even come out yet.
We just completely ruined the whole plot for Game of Thrones.
Took us 3 fucking years to come up with that finale. Over-analytic bastards.
And it took us 15 minutes to solve
15
it. And on that bombshell,
now we will.
That is the end of the show. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to like and follow us. You can find my bannermen on social media. They are the Phoenix at
Phoenix626.
And you can find the Butcher at
find me at 69Butcher.
And you can find me at Dazzy Brand and at Dazzy MWP. You can, of course, send us a raven at ThroneZoneUK and at maxwrestling.wix.com/ThroneZone. You can also check us out on the Max Wrestling Podcast. New episode of that tomorrow on facebook.com/maxwrestlinguk. And also on YouTube, Podomatic, iTunes, and, of course, the Swerve Talk Network. We'll be back next week to look back on episode 2 of this season, which is Stormborn. Until then, remember, the internet is dark and full of spoilers. Valar Morghulis.